DJ play a Christmas song. I wanna keep dancing all night long.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too. Did you hear Kelly Clarkson cover it?
I did.
Amazing.
Guys, hello guys. Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Hi guys.
Forgot you were here.
Oh, hey. Hey friends.
Hey.
Well, so funny that you say that because I posted a little something in our Instagram at Two Bland Gays on things that we should talk about today, and someone had asked that we talk about Miss Kelly Clarkson. I think
just in general.
They said
please bring up Kelly Clarkson.
They literally wrote Kelly Clarkson. So
okay.
I want to talk about the only thing I know about Kelly Clarkson, which is the fact that she did cover DJ Play a Christmas Song.
That's the only thing that you know about Kelly
Well,
Clarkson?
Well, I also know she was in a movie called From Justin to Kelly. That's it.
What's your favorite Kelly Clarkson song?
Already Gone. You know that song?
No, I don't think I do.
I want you to know. No?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's good. We'll play it afterwards. I love it. Because you picture this. Me, high school... maybe freshman year of college, when the one man I found attractive wasn't interested in me, and it's me listening to the song empowering me,
right,
that I'm already gone, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
as if he gave a shit to begin with.
No,
he didn't.
Does he give a shit now?
No.
When's the last time you talked to him?
2008. I don't know. I actually have no idea.
Long time ago.
Long time. Long time. That's fine. He's just a loose hole.
What's
now.
His name? Do it.
Charmise.
Do it. What's his name?
I'm not going to say it.
You said he's just a loose hole. Now that could be anybody.
It could be just about anyone.
That could be anyone.
That could be anyone.
Oh, your old best friend.
Yes. Yes.
One of your besties.
One of my besties with testes.
And you didn't know if he was gay or not.
Oh, we're talking about two different people.
Okay.
But, yes, no.
How do I know him? In 2008?
Not 2008. I meant like 2011, 12.
Is he so gay now that he wears heels?
Yes.
Yeah. You know I know who you're talking about.
I want you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about. Anyway.
I know perfectly who you're talking about. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
No.
But, see, Kevin's tragic story is that he finds these men... He finds these men, he obsesses over them for a little while.
Yeah.
He, you know, sketches pictures of them together. He thinks about them adopting a golden retriever.
Oh, yeah.
He wonders
absolutely.
What their kids would look like.
Absolutely.
And meanwhile, they just think Kevin's a funny guy.
Yeah. That is the story of my life. Memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Memoirs of a geisha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But anyway, enough about me. Kelly Clarkson.
Sorry, we were requested to talk about Kelly Clarkson, no. And I would like to.
No, please talk about Kelly Clarkson.
My favorite song is Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Here I am once again.
Yeah, torn into pieces.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Which your
always
person
another.
Could say.
Absolutely.
Here I am once again.
Torn.
Stretched into pieces.
Amen.
Period.
I do love me a little Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. And I loved her cover of DJ Play a Christmas Song.
It was so good.
It was good.
She sang it live on her show.
She sure did.
And then she screamed, I love this song. I love that song. Mm-hmm. At the end of singing. I just thought it was very sweet.
Me
and then
too.
Cher really liked it.
Cher, she did. She retweeted it. She was like, get it, girl.
You got it, girlfriend,
you
sister.
Got, oh, girl.
Those are really, we just did terrible.
Horrible
Cher impression.
Horrible. Horrible Cher.
But it's okay to do bad Cher because we weren't asked to talk about Cher.
That is so true. Another episode. Another
we're
episode.
Asked to talk about Kelly
Give
Clarkson.
Give us some time to work on it. So true.
Kelly Clarkson seems like a really nice person.
She does.
I wonder
she
if it
seems
fake.
Genuine.
Do you think she's fake?
I don't think it's fake. I think she's a genuine nice person because she's a hometown girl. Did she win?
American she won. Idol? First
yeah.
season.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. won American Idol. She feels like a hometown girl.
Where's her hometown?
Atlantic City. I don't
she's
know.
She's Southern.
Oh, is she? I don't
think
know.
So. Now I don't know.
I have no idea. But I do know this.
Alabama?
She was married to Reba McEntire's son for a bit. And I want...
What?
Yes. And I want nothing more than to get in on that. I want...
How do you know that?
Because I love Reba. Because I love Reba. I want fucking dirt. I want the dirt on Reba. Like, does that, when that bitch goes and shits, is it like explosive? Does it stink PU?
Does she use poopery?
Right. Is she a wet wipes girly?
She better be.
She better be.
Y'all that are listening, if you are not yet a wet wipes girly at the end of your poops, get into it.
Get into it. And if you need suggestions, I'm your girl.
Guys, I've tried every single one.
If it's on the market, it's been in my ass.
There's one certain brand that gave me a rash on my tuchus.
Who? What brand?
You really want to know?
Yeah, tell me.
But what if they want to sponsor our podcast?
I'll delete it.
Cottonelle.
That feels right. Cottonelle feels homophobic. Cottonelle
gave me a rash on my...
Your tuchus?
Tuchus.
Your tuchus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the two hills meet.
Oh, no. Yikes, that's awful.
X marks the spot.
Let me tell you, I'm a Huggies girl through and through.
Huggies does not... Okay, hold on, pause.
Okay.
Kevin throws his used wet wipes away in the trash with the poops on them.
You think that this is news. This is not news. Even if the wet wipe says throw it out, or if it says flushable, you're supposed to throw it out. It is not flushable. None of them are flushable.
I flushed them for years.
Well, then they're going to have terrible plumbing in a few years. They're going to have to get that septic tank pulled up. Girly.
I will not be listening to this slander about my
guys,
butt wipes.
We can't get into another episode talking about the poops.
No.
We cannot.
No.
Tell them what we're doing today, what we're drinking today.
I'm going to tell them, but I think it comes with a little set of news.
It does. Let's share the news. It is the, well, first of all, it's the last episode of 2023. Because this is coming out a few days before the new year.
Right up. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
You guys
Merry
just
Christmas.
Had Christmas. Merry
hey guys,
Christmas.
I hope it was jolly.
We're recording before Christmas.
Yes.
So we didn't think about it. But Sorry. You guys just had Christmas.
Yes. I hope
it
was lovely.
I hope you got everything you wanted.
I hope Santa came and
came.
Had a great
and
time.
And came and came. Mm-hmm. Left you some treats and surprises.
Here's a treat and surprise for you. We're going to take a little bit of a break from the pod.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
It won't feel like a break. It'll just feel like when we used to just forget to post.
It'll literally feel like that. Yeah.
We're taking January off from the podcast to do a rebrand.
Yes, girly.
We're coming at you brand new, baby.
I think that our first episode will come February 7th.
That's a great time.
That's a great time.
February 7th. You
guys,
heard it here first.
You heard it here first. We're going to take a little bit of
and here only
of a siesta. We're going to take a little bit of a break-see. And we'll be back February 7th. Brand new logo. Brand new ads. Oh, Jesus, girl, with the ads. Get into the ads. We're going to do so many ads.
Y'all, this last episode, make sure you listen to those ads.
Because it's the last.
Because it's the end.
You won't get any more of that.
You're
going to
miss them. But don't worry. I'm rewriting some.
Those sweet little eggies will see you in 2024.
Oh,
but not in that same ad.
No.
No, man.
But you'll get some new ads.
New ads.
But I'll tell you, the ads are the number one thing that people quote to me.
I know. I hate it.
They say it all the time.
I hate it. We're going to take a break. But it's going to be good. We have a busy year. We have a busy January ahead of us.
We do.
So we need some time, but we also have some really, really fun things like planning. We're working through it.
2024 is going to be our fourth year doing the podcast.
Jesus Christ.
We started in 2020 in October.
Yeah.
So come October, it'll be 4 years, and we just owe it to ourselves and to the podcast to come in with some fresh mind.
Guys, we have some fun things planned for 2024, and I'm gonna say it's mostly Justin's ideas. Justin is full of the great ideas.
Well,
he's leading the charge.
I do think I have some ideas.
You do,
but Kevin is the brains behind the operation.
Oh, babe,
yeah,
you're so sweet.
First idea is that we're going to do every single recording in assless chaps.
When I'm sitting here bare assed already, I was too excited. The chaps aren't here yet. I was just too excited.
No, see, I didn't want to talk about
that. Sorry.
So anyway, we're getting away for the month of January. We're going on a getaway, taking it as a little vacation, a work from home.
Yes.
So in honor of our getaway for the month of January, we are finishing this year off with a truly tasting, of a new, brand new pack, a limited edition pack.
The getaway pack. The getaway pack. How fitting.
I know. Just like Taylor Swift. What's the Taylor Swift song we could sing?
Welcome to New York.
No.
Okay.
Getaway car.
Oh, right. Good one. Mm-hmm. Good one.
We're going to make like Taylor and Getaway.
Oh, you're cute. Okay.
So we're trying a Truly pack. This is limited edition. I don't know how long it's out, but right on the box, it says limited edition. I guess it came out within these past 2 weeks or Jesus. I have no idea.
Imagine it's gone by the time this episode comes out.
And we're the only ones.
Oh.
But here's what I will say. They're getting lazy.
They're so lazy.
They're lazy.
They're so lazy.
I'm turning my head to Truly. They aren't doing what they used to do.
Where is the festive holiday pack? Where is it?
Yes.
Where is the ugly sweater pack?
Right.
Where?
So this is the getaway pack. It has four different flavors. Our first flavor is called Arctic Berry. But the picture on the top just looks like the wild berry Truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just has...
They took one of the berries out of there because now it's just blueberry and raspberry.
Blueberry and raspberry.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I want to fuck around with this. This sounds so good
to me. No, it sounds very good, but isn't it lazy?
It's so lazy.
I want a festive pack.
Yes! Give me something festive. Give me a goddamn Christmas pack, for God's sakes. You did it 2 years ago. What are you waiting for?
No, this Arctic Berry can promises to be unbelievably good.
I'm done.
I don't really know what Arctic Berry has to do with getaway.
Maybe because you're, oh, and you're chilly. Oh, you're going away from the chilly Arctic Burr. Maybe.
Going away from it? Or maybe people are going to it.
Oh, maybe some people like it cold.
So I think each can is a different destination. So this must be a cold destination.
I love it.
All right, shall we crack
it? Let's crack it. Are you putting it in your glass, babe?
I am. We have pretty wine glasses here, and I'm going to put it in mine.
Cheers to 2024 and coming back on February 7th.
Exactly.
It just tastes like the mixed berry.
It is good.
It just tastes like mixed berry.
It's boring.
Yeah, that's all right. It is delicious. It's
I'm happy
go
that
smooth.
It's good.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I'll ride that with you.
Right?
Yeah, that it's an 8. Right. It's easy to drink.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, for sure. I love it so much.
Guys, do you like our tastings?
Do you like the tastings? Because Justin and I were talking
today.
We
need to put that out for a vote.
Yes. And we should put this on Instagram too. Guys, because while we're on break, we are going to still be very active on Instagram. More active than we have been. So go follow us at @twoblandgays on Instagram and on TikTok because I think we'll be posting some tiki-talkies. But we'll put a story on the Instagram. Do you like the seltzer tastings? Do we do too many of them? Do mm-hmm. we want more? Do you want less? Because I also brought up to Justin today that I miss from when we very first started the pod when Justin, because you used to make some fire drinks.
I thought I was a bartender.
You did so well. You
attended bar.
They were amazing. And if memory serves, it was just whatever shit you had back there.
Yeah. I used to have just bottles.
You did.
So I just make stuff.
Miss those days.
And I used to use sometimes Trulies and stuff as a mixer. Do you remember that?
No, that's why I don't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
I love the tastings. We love the tastings.
We love
are
the
fun
tastings.
To do as we sit there and do them.
Yeah.
We're wondering from your point of view, do you want us to just have one drink? Do you want me to make cocktails and we share the recipe? Do you want to do like a cocktail a month that we post the recipe for?
Yeah.
And some tastings just sometimes. Are we sick of the seltzer tastings and you want us to try other random things?
Let us know.
You let us know.
And
what we can do for you.
Yes, please. And if you want to sponsor a beverage for us to try, Cash App us $2blandgays. And you could be the very first drink back for
the
next
season.
Oh my God,
can you imagine?
That'd be amazing.
You guys sponsor us with something ridiculous.
Let us know what you want, because we will do it.
Don't all jump at once.
We do just about everything. So let me ask you this question, though. Let me ask you something. If you were single, and you were looking...
Who's to say I'm not?
Well, Cody might feel a little bit differently.
Yeah, he's
that.
Listening. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody. If you were single and you were asked to be on a dating show.
Oh, reality show?
Yes.
Okay.
But the show was you slowly get to see, you start out by seeing everyone naked, completely naked, and they show
every single person,
every single one.
Hold on, can I ask one other question?
I want you to.
Is it multiple people trying to date each other, or are they vying for me?
It's all for you.
Okay, keep going.
So it's you, there's six men in front of you.
Perfect.
Completely naked.
Okay.
But you see them in segments. So you see the bottom half first, so penis to titsies.
Okay.
And then from there, you got to eliminate someone. And then from,
oh my God. Yeah.
And then from there, you get to see pecs to titsies.
Okay.
And you got to eliminate someone from there.
Okay.
And then you see the face.
Okay. And then I have to eliminate somebody again?
Yes.
So then I'm already down to three people at
exactly.
the end.
We keep narrowing this
okay,
down.
Okay, okay, okay.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Here's
Why
my,
not?
Here's my next question.
Okay.
When you narrow it down to just two people, you have to get naked.
Why? For what?
Because you've seen them completely naked.
So they're going
to
vote?
No. You still get to choose who you want, but you have to get completely naked for them.
For what, though?
Because you guys need to be naked together. You guys need to break through the mold and just be completely naked.
Okay.
Would you get on that show? Would you go on television completely naked?
Blurred, though?
No.
What do you mean, no?
It's not blurred.
So you're asking me right now if I would get on television completely naked
yes, yes.
in front of the world.
Yes.
Unblurred.
With six other naked men.
I don't get completely naked in front of Cody.
The jeans stay on during sex, girl.
Period. And zipped.
Absolutely. There's no foreplay.
No, why would
We're
there be?
Fucking
For
around.
What?
We're not fucking around. So
well,
no.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Though. Okay.
I'm not getting naked on television in front of and not be blurred.
I just found this brand new show. It's on HBO Max right now. It's called Naked Attraction. And one person comes
in. Is it
on.
Blurred?
No, because it's a British show. So they don't.
So they're just dick out?
There's dick out. Dick, Puswacha, Hooters, everything.
Hooters.
Hooters.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called what? Naked Attraction?
Naked Attraction. It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
And it's fucking wild. So you just see, so it'll be a girl looking for men, and it's six men up on these podiums, and they'll pull up these like dividers, and you'll see just penis to tootsies, and you have to like look around and be like, okay, I'm really attracted to this penis right
How
now.
Close can you get to it?
You get close. You're not, it's not in your eyes, and you don't have your hands on it, but you, I would say but you're within 6 feet of it.
Of the dick.
Of the dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
I would do it, but I'm not getting naked.
I can't get naked on television.
I don't want you looking at me. I look like the Grinch, naked.
Dear God.
I look
Shaved.
Ridiculous. Yes, I do. It's ridiculous. No way.
So the first elimination is just based off of really yeah. if you like the dick.
Let me tell you what the eliminations
Do they ever have
are.
Them turn around and look at the cheeks?
Yeah, so that's part. So they do, there's multiple eliminations. First one is you see pipe to tootsies, and then they will also turn around so you can see the cheeks. Then you got to eliminate someone.
Are cheeks a big deal for you?
I like a bubble butt.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, it's not like, it's not the end of the world for me. But then from there, you eliminate someone, and then they show you pectorals to tootsies.
Are they all hot on there?
Not always. Not always.
I don't want them to all be hot. I want like normal people.
But they choose people. They choose people based off of your what you're attracted to. So okay. you give them a list of your attractions and they'll find people to put on the show that are interested.
Now, so the six people that get fucking bare ass naked.
Yep.
Do they know what you look like before they decide to get bare ass naked?
They don't.
So they're being judged by someone that they have no idea what they look like or
yeah.
who they are.
Uh-huh.
And they have no idea if they'll be interested.
Yeah.
But they're showing their flagpole.
They're showing the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. So that means,
that's a little strange.
Well, there's been episodes where someone will be like, ew, he has too much chest hair. I'm not into this. And she'll eliminate him. And then he'll get off the thing and be like, that's okay. I wasn't interested in you anyway. And I'm like, oh, let him know, bitch. Let him know.
Read him. Huh.
But so they'll do that. And then they show you the face. And then you have to eliminate someone. And then they'll have them speak so that you can hear their voice and how they talk with you. And you got to eliminate someone from there. And then you get naked, And they give you, they like talk about you and how you look to them and what they think about how you look.
So weird.
And then you choose a date from there. And then you go on a date afterwards, fully dressed in a bar. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It's weird.
I love it. But I'm not getting naked.
I can't get naked.
I have seen in the last, because I just started watching it like 2 days ago. I've seen a lot of penises. A lot of penises. Let me ask you this.
Are they all uncircumcised?
Most.
Yeah.
Do you like the UK? Yes. I didn't realize that. Do you like an uncircumcised penis? Do you have a preference on an uncircumcised penis? What are your thoughts on an uncircumcised penis?
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I have
okay.
indulged in both uncircumcised and circumcised penises.
You've played the flute.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've looked the Chipotle burrito in the eye.
Hello.
I don't know. That's fine.
Okay.
I guess it doesn't matter to me. Like I think when you're first asked as I'm a circumcised human being.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. When you're first asked, I think my immediate reaction was to say, oh, I prefer circumcised. But I think it's because I am.
Yeah.
And because that's what I'm most used to.
Uh-huh.
But I think I feel like I probably don't care.
Okay.
What do you think?
I really genuinely don't have a preference.
Yeah,
I've played the flute on mm-hmm. both ends. One of my ex-boyfriends, I'll be honest, had one of the most beautiful penises I've ever seen.
Okay.
And it was uncircumcised. It's a beautiful penis.
What makes it beautiful?
It just looked great. There's nothing wrong with it. The whole thing was nice.
It was just a good looking.
Yeah, I would have given it a blue ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have one on me at the time.
Yeah.
But I would have.
How unfortunate.
You're telling me? Jesus.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a nice penis.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever looked at a penis and been like, that's a beautiful penis.
No, really? Penises are gross. Beautiful? Penises are gross. Let's be honest.
I don't think they're gross either. I think they're just a fact of life. That's a dick.
I was watching an episode of the show last night.
Okay.
And this girl, her vagina was so, like, it was like in her taint. It wasn't front and center. It was like in the middle, like underneath. You couldn't even see the hole.
I'm going to sound really stupid here right now. Can you normally see the hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of vaginas.
You've been really looking at everybody.
Listen.
So do some people have big old bushes and some people are shaved?
Yes. Yeah. That's part of it too. I've seen people eliminate someone because their bush is too big.
What are your thoughts on bush? Your attraction level to bush.
I want to be able to see the tree through the
what
through
the, is your thoughts on bush, Kevin?
I like it trimmed back a bit. I don't want clean shaven.
Okay.
But I want you to keep the brush away from the canvas. You know what I mean? Not fully. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it there, but not super noticeable.
You want stubble.
I want more than stubble because it's going to hurt me as I'm going down on it.
You want some.
Yeah, I want some there. Yeah,
what just about something.
You? I want like a little bit on the top. I want your testicles clean.
That's how I feel.
Testicles. Yeah.
I feel like I'm not against clean shaven. I'm not against a little bit of hair. I don't care.
Yeah.
If there's a ton of hair, I don't like it. But if you're like, oh, I just like to just keep it, you know, trim down to a number two, that's fine.
Well, I'll tell you.
But balls, I don't like hairy balls.
Me either.
We have to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Bye.
Bye. Do grocery stores have you down?
Oh, I'm down.
Being around people making you want to literally die?
Literally die.
Just trying to safely get your eggs home give you the hives?
Oh, look at all these bumps.
Well then, baby, let's talk about how Instacart does the shopping for you. Instacart lets you shop thousands of products you already love at your local store. And to make it even better, they highlight those stores' weekly deals.
All items are hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences and can even get delivered to your door in 1 hour. So if you forgot that OJ for your morning mimosa, don't worry, baby. Instacart has you covered. You've got this.
Thank you, baby.
You got it.
Thank you.
Instacart shoppers pick the very best produce and also promise to keep those sweet little eggies safe until they rest in your loving hands. Head over to our show bio and click the link to get free delivery on your first order of over $35. Your order will save money and help support your local cute little podcast. So do it, okay? Get over there. Click the link.
I'm clicking the link.
You better do it.
Dear baby.
Oh.
If you ever want to know how we got the money to buy a crib. I don't know the words. I'll tell you.
That's pretty close. You sound just like Sarah Bareilles.
I am Sarah Bareilles.
I love it so much. Guys, I went and saw The Waitress. Waitress, if you're nasty.
And I'm disgusting.
And you are filthy.
Mm-hmm.
It was playing at my local cinema in the movies.
Cinema.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Guys, Waitress is a Broadway musical. Music by Sarah Bareilles.
Oh my God.
It played on Broadway before the pandemic, then it closed, but then it actually, when Broadway came back, it remounted itself at a different theater on Broadway so that they could film it. So it ran for a limited amount of time. They filmed it with Sarah Bareilles playing the lead. And if you don't know, these past couple of weeks, it has played in the movie theaters.
It has. It was in Regal. I don't know if it was anywhere
else. Is it
a
Fathom event?
It's a Fathom event. Yes. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. I'm a Regal Rewards member, which I'm supposed to be able to get into movies for free. I got the Regal Unlimited.
Okay.
The Fathom events movies don't apply. So I think
that's bullshit.
I think it's homophobic that I'm paying $23.50 a month to go to the movies, mm-hmm. and you're not going to accept it?
That's bullshit.
For Sarah Bareilles, I paid $13. Would I pay more? Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you guys have popcorn?
Oh, I got I made a date out of it. So it was me and Kiara, mm-hmm. my friend Kiara, who I told you about. We went to the Olive Garden for dinner.
You know I love the Olive Garden.
Girl. We got two delicious cocktails, the Endless Pasta Bowls. And the Endless Soup and Salad. Sat there, had a great time, we went over to the movies at the mall across the street.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Waitress. I had a big Slurpee. She had a big soda.
Right.
We got a big bucket of popcorn because we apparently were not full from the Endless Salad and Breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And we held hands and we wept. I asked you to come. You couldn't come. You had something going on.
Yeah.
But it is my dream. You and me, I can't. Sarah Bareilles, for me, is you. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean, but I'm going to take it.
I mean, remember driving around in college?
Yes.
I love Sarah Bareilles as much as I love you. They go hand in hand for me.
It's the song Bluebird and Breathe Again.
Breathe Again. I just love Sarah Bareilles. She's wonderful.
Me too.
So
my favorite.
Literally sitting in the theater crying at how amazing. First of all, Sarah Bareilles is Gorgina.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Gorgeous. And the most amazing singer. Amazing. At the best time. The whole thing was good. I'm not here non-spawn for the Fathom events, but keep it up.
But I would be sponsored.
Hello, Fathom events.
Yeah,
I want more of these. I just read something on Yahoo, which obviously, if I'm going to get my hard hitting news, it's from Yahoo.
Right.
I read an article that said the most average Broadway viewer has an average income of over $200,000.
Yes, I saw that too.
That's fucking crazy.
Like if you go to Broadway shows, yeah.
Yes.
Broadway shows are so expensive.
They're so expensive. And you know, my little hometown grown ass can't make it to the goddamn city to see some of these shows sometimes. If I could go back, I would literally sell my leg to go see Sarah Bareilles. And I would.
I saw Waitress twice on Broadway.
But neither time with
Sarah Bareilles.
I know.
But still, just an incredible show.
I want to see it.
We need to crack these cans.
Oh, you're right.
Because we have two more after this
shit.
One.
You're right.
So we're going to move quicker.
Okay.
Quicker. The quicker picker upper.
What are we drinking?
What is the quicker picker upper?
Bounty Babe. Bounty.
Period. You tell them what we're drinking this time.
All right. The second can is Desert Orange. And I want to let you know something. The flavors, so Justin and I gandered at the last three cans, this and the other two. They all sound, to in my opinion, good. I think there's one that you're not really ready for. But they're not getaway. They're not an Oasis getaway. They're not.
No, it's lazy.
It's just flavors that you had and you're like, I'm going to slap a new label on it. That's what it is.
Yeah, Desert Orange.
Yeah.
You're telling me you couldn't mix a single other flavor with this to make it something more exciting? Right.
You're telling me that you couldn't have made a holiday pack with an orange and cranberry and made some type of festive cocktail? You're lying to
me. Orange and cranberry.
How good does that sound?
That sounds great.
Guys, before we started the packs, we had a cocktail with a Smirnoff Red, White, and Bear. No, Red, White, and Mary.
Red, White,
base,
and Mary.
Which is a cranberry, orange, and ginger vodka, and it is delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
I believe I saw you add Prosecco. To it? No?
Just a smattering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a little ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Thank you.
Beautiful cocktail.
Thank you. Happy holidays,
Happy
Kevin.
Happy holidays. I love it.
Happy holidays.
So back to the non-holidays. It's a desert orange. It's an orange.
Back to the one that they decided to release a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
With no Christmas flavors.
A very festive desert orange.
Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho.
Very holly, very
and what
jolly.
Is the side of the can say?
Wild, wild zest. Get the fuck out of here, Truly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Truly, I'm putting my 2 weeks' notice into our job.
Yeah, period.
Because you know these aren't flavors that we would have come up with.
Would you ever write wild, wild zest on the side?
No.
Never.
No. I take my job too seriously. I cannot do this.
Let's go back to the sangria pack.
Oh.
What was that? Was that Bud Light? Or was that Truly? I don't remember now, but do you remember how good the red and the white sangria flavors were?
That was slapping.
Yeah.
That was good. I think it was Truly.
It was good.
It was good.
All right, let's crack these basic orange Trulys.
Amen. It's orange. It's harsh.
It's just boring.
It's
what a boring. It doesn't. Here's what I'll say. You know the bitterness of an orange rind?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Not orange flavor, like orange rind.
Well, to me, again, it just tastes like leftover shit. This is the rind that they didn't use for the orange in the other packs. They're like, how can we use this?
Yeah, what
reduce,
boring.
Reuse, recycle.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not an eight. Like the last one was an eight, but the last one was an eight because we like berry flavors.
Mm.
Still basic.
I'll give it a five.
Oh, I'll give it a six.
I almost said six.
You're a copycat.
All right, I'll stay five. Don't tell me what to do. It's good. The pack is good. It's good so far. I like it. Since it's limited edition, I'll go back to the mixed
what
berry
the fuck
pack
is
afterwards.
Limited edition, though? What is limited edition?
The catchy phrases on the side.
Because you can get an orange Truly.
Right.
That's not limited. You can get a wild berry Truly. That's not limited.
Listen, guys, I know we sound harsh.
But when we just have expectations.
When you're passionate about something and when you've been employed with a company for so long as we have, I just find it funny. That after 4 years,
no,
almost
read,
4 years
no,
together
read them,
of being together,
read them.
You're going to do us dirty like this.
No, I just think it's funny.
I think it's funny that any hope and imagination has gone out the window.
Yeah, no, I just think that it's funny.
I just think that you could have done a little bit better for the LGBTQIA community. All right?
Who truly keep truly afloat.
Say it again.
Truly.
Truly.
I just think that after we've probably test tried upwards of 30.
Oh, for sure.
Packages of different seltzers, that to look me in my eyes and tell me that your Wildberry and Orange Trulies are limited edition is a joke.
This is a slap in the face.
Not only are they not limited edition, you can get them in tall boy form.
You can. You put a pig in a tutu with this and put some lipstick on it. That's what you did.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate
you can get
this.
A Wildberry Truly in a tall boy.
You absolutely. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know.
I've been there.
Like to look at me in the eyes and tell me it's limited edition. What is?
You're fucking me in the face with this bullshit.
What
it's
is
crazy.
The term wild, wild zest on the side? Because
you're
I would
kooky.
Like that to go
oh,
away.
You're crazy. Oh, okay. Oh, you're wild one in 2023. Yeah. Get out of my face.
Will you finish this?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, don't worry. I'm
out
going
of spite?
To.
I don't know. Maybe. It is good. It's good. It's not bad.
It's a six. I think.
It's all right.
It's boring. It's just boring.
It's boring. It's not what I wanted. Anyway, what have you been up to, baby? What's new? Tell me about it. Tell me what's new with you. I want the scoop.
I started a new job and quickly left that new job due
Work.
To racism and sexual harassment.
Work. Let them know.
So isn't that kooky and silly and crazy?
I think.
Go ahead.
That's fucking nuts. I told you I want names.
I know.
And I want a 1-800 number.
Yeah. I wasn't the right choice for the job because I don't think that jokes like that are funny. I can't put myself... It's a small group that I would be around every day. I can't be in a situation where that happens.
I think if you're in a group where we're going to make a racist gesture...
Mm.
About a particular group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested.
No. Racism is on its way out. You know, it's not cool anymore.
Here's something about racism.
You can't be cool and racist.
No, you can't.
No.
No, it's out.
Racists are stinky now.
Yeah. It's yucky.
Like, I know in the 50s, like, people thought it was cool and cute.
Wow.
Nope. It's yucky now.
Yeah, it's icky.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, puts a bad taste in the tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't realize, quite frankly. I mean, I know. I'm not oblivious to what goes on
right.
in the world. But this is truly for the first time something that I've experienced. Well, not for the first time, but for the first time in 15 years, I think, that I've experienced something so close to home, so racist. I didn't experience it, but I heard it through you,
which you
experienced firsthand.
Yeah, we have such a...
diverse friend group, I would
say. Yes, I'm not used to people saying it to me. I know that racism happens.
Of course.
But I have a lot of privilege as a white person not to deal with racism in that way. Like, nobody's racist to me. You know?
Yeah.
But I have so... Like, all of my friends are... POC or gay.
Yeah.
Truly.
Truly.
With a, you know, a sprinkling of white women in there.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not used to hearing it. And they were using terrible words, not even just racist or homophobic things, but like words that were
words that you haven't said
popular
since
in the 90s
yes.
to say like to people. Like, so we're talking about a word that would be used in the 90s. Well,
it starts with an R.
Yeah, it's a bad word for people with a disability.
Yeah. I
just freely and openly throwing it around. And that's so weird. I'm not used
weird.
To that. I'm
that's
just not
weird.
Used to that. And it should be something that these people should have been so shamed for growing up. I don't know. I just don't. I didn't know
I
people
can't
still
believe,
said that. I didn't know people still just freely said that.
Yeah. I can't believe some of the nonsense that went on.
Yeah.
And you were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks and the nonsense that you came back with. I came here, was it last Friday? Last Friday before we recorded, you were filling me in on everything that happened.
Yeah.
It had been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The fact that people were that freely racist in a public setting. Mm-hmm. Is disgusting.
Like, really freely racist.
I cannot believe that.
Like, not hinting at something. Like, doing...
And I want to make something clear. Things. Like, so Justin and I grew up in a small... Like, in very small towns. We're a little country.
Hillbillies.
We are country hillbillies. Bumpkin girls.
Yeah.
We
Cracker are. Barrel princesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like hog tying. Yeah. Like yeah. pigtails and short shorts, cowgirl boots. That's Justin and I on uh-huh. the regular after milking Bessie yeah. the cow out back.
Yeah. And that's, she loves it.
And she loves it.
And we love it.
Moo moo.
Yeah.
But like we are from small towns. Where you were mm-hmm. is a much more
affluent.
Yes, it's a very progressive area. They have a pride. Yeah. They do a pride parade. What are you doing?
And the people that were saying these things and acting this way, young.
That's so sad.
In their 20s.
Yuck. Yuck.
Like, it's not like, and there's, it's unacceptable all the time. But I think you come to expect it sometimes from these 60-year-old white men
yes.
that are flaky and disgusting. You're like, oh yeah, they vote conservatively and they hate the gays and they hate anybody of color.
I am forever shocked. And listen, all right, political views, whatever. Political views, though, are a different story. Mm. Absolute open racism.
Mm-hmm. And homophobia.
And homophobia. That's a different story. That's a completely different story. You can be whatever political party you want to be, but you can't be a piece of shit human being.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's the silver lining.
And if you are a piece of shit human being,
I'm not the girl.
You need to learn how to just be quiet.
Yes.
Like, if you're a racist, you should not feel comfortable sharing right. that to somebody that you met 2 hours ago. Who is openly gay.
Right.
Very openly
who
liberal.
Who death dropped when he walked in. Come on.
Yes, I'm leaving snail trail because I'm just listening to Charlie Puth songs in my ears. Like, you should not feel comfortable. I hope I do not make anybody think that they are comfortable speaking to me.
Oh.
With racism or slurs of any kind. Like, I hope that when you do that, my actions make you feel uncomfortable. I hope my just dead stare back at you makes you uncomfortable. And I also hope that my trip to HR.
Yeah. Let him know.
Made you uncomfortable.
Let him know, bitch. Let him know.
I hope that made you uncomfortable.
Please
don't pick me out of the crowd to feel comfortable around acting like that. I'm the wrong one. And I told them when I went in for this job interview, I said, I'm a tattletale. Isn't that funny? I said, I am a tattletale.
I will tell
on you. I keep my ears open. I do not handle things well, and I feel like people are being mistreated. I said all of this in the interview. I said, I'm a squeaky wheel. If something is not right, I keep talking about it.
Squeak, squeak,
I can't
squeak.
Help it. Squeak, squeak, I keep squeak. Talking about it. Yeah, pull out your WD-40. I don't care. I mean, squeaky wheel. I'm a tattletale and I'm a snitch. I said that.
Why?
And then I got there and they put me to the test. Well, who am I not to live up to somebody's expectation?
Wait, How did that come up?
What?
How did they ask you a question where it came up that you are a squeaky wheel tattletale bitch?
Well, that's funny you should ask.
Okay.
No, I went through the interview process and I said, I've had a job in the past. I said, this feels like going to work at this sort of company feels very uptight.
Okay.
And I know that there's a lot of, you know, older people, white people. I said this to two white people that were interviewing me.
Okay.
I said, I would never stay in a job where I felt like uncomfortable or unhappy. I said, and I've had jobs in the past where I've let people do things and say things and me not say anything. And now, from where I am now, I'm a tattletale. I'm a snitch. I'm not going to be uncomfortable in a situation yes. ever. Not to collect a paycheck. Not to collect a paycheck where you're paying me hourly.
No, bitch. Please. No, bitch.
So that's how it came up, is I said, I don't put myself in an uncomfortable situation. And it was a new sort of job that I had never done before. And I would be completely learning something new. I knew that I would need my managers and my superiors and the people that had worked there for a long time. I would need them to answer my questions.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where people have not treated me fairly because I was gay. And I just put a stop to it right then and said, I will go to whoever is higher than the person that is mistreating me. So if you are mistreating me at a normal person-to-person level, I'm going to go to my manager. If my manager is mistreating me, I'm going to go higher than them. I am a snitch, I'm a tattletale, and I'm a bitch. And I am a squeaky wheel, and I'm kind to everybody, but I am not stupid.
And then they said hired. And then the Hunger Games started.
And then they tested me. I had to live up to it.
The Hunger Games started, bitch.
I had to live up to it. I said, well, let me just throw everybody down.
I applaud you for making it 2 weeks without punching someone in the breast. I'm serious.
It was a weird situation, though, because I was brand new stepping into people that knew each other. I was brand new stepping into a job where I didn't know anything. I felt very uncomfortable, speaking. And that's my biggest regret, is I wish I spoke in the moment. Instead, I just stared with a blank face because I couldn't even understand. And then I just went to HR. But right. I just wish I did say something right then.
You're not going to change but like your mind.
I understand that. But these people are talking about getting in physical altercations with people and kicking Yikes. Doors down. And now these people have my personal information? No.
I don't like that.
So I, for my own safety in that moment, nobody was in trouble or going to get hurt. So I just stayed quiet.
Yeah.
But then I mean, they tested if I was going to tattletale. And baby girl, I did.
And tattle, I did.
I did. I gave them days and times to check the cameras.
What? Oh my God. Literally. So they'll probably see.
They're going to see
some gestures that were made.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Bye, pumpkin. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, pumpkin.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Oh my God. What? I have also had a job in the past, my last job before this one. They said, "What do you think your biggest fear is of coming into this job?" And I said, "Well, as a gay man, coming into a male-dominated workplace is very intimidating for me, and I don't necessarily feel super comfortable.
Right.
Will I be comfortable here?" And she said, "Oh, yes, we are a very diverse group of people here. We have people of all different walks of life. You will fit right in here as a gay man." And I said, oh, great. I love that. Awesome. I had interviewed with two women at that point. I started. There was one person of color, and there was one other gay person, and he put his notice in not 5 days after I started and said, "Get out. This isn't it." It was all...
And don't they know it.
And don't they know it. Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
I told them this story when I was interviewing. I said, I had a job once, and it was during when the Pulse nightclub shooting happened.
Oh, shit.
And my decrepit, disgusting, cooch stink of a boss said to me, "Well, look, you can't go out to these bars anymore because people like you get shot."
Say it again.
Right. Isn't that wild? What the fuck did you just say to me? So that's another instance where I had to turn somebody in. And then I had great jobs after that. Like, I haven't had any issues. I mean, my last job was for Disney World. They're not going to, if nothing else, it's so cushy there that nobody's saying anything like that. And my job before that was for a Broadway theater. Nobody's going to say shit like that. So
it's so weird.
This is you. If you're in a bad job right now, leave.
Get out.
Get out.
It's not worth it.
We can't always be funny, Kevin.
Guys.
We have to be
things
real.
Things have to be serious. There's a seriousness in this world.
Sometimes things are very serious.
You gays are so insensitive.
I'm homophobic, but that doesn't mean you can be. Preach. Is that not it, though?
That is so true.
Do you ever just walk and see some gays and be like, ugh? And then you have to remember that you're gay?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So it's like, oh my God, maybe people look at me like that.
Sometimes I wonder, I go, am I a Trump supporter? am I MAGA?
am I a supremacist?
Ah! Ew!
I was at Joann Fabrics the other day. I'm dead serious. That's how this is going to start. I was at Joann Fabrics the other day.
Okay.
By myself in skinny jeans because the kids want me to get back to loose jeans. I just can't do it.
I can't get into that.
Baby, I can't do it. No. I worked hard for these skinny jeans.
Amen, sister.
So I was in my skinny jeans and a pink jacket. Pink. Okay? Not a light pink. Pink.
Okay.
And I was walking around Joann's. I'm sure my hips were swishing. And I was ready to cash out, and one of the cashiers was a gay man, very effeminate, and Ginger. The other one was an old lady.
Yes. I know.
And I literally in my head was like, I can't go to the gay guy right now. I cannot deal with all that right now. I'm in a pink jacket and skinny jeans. Baby girl.
And he goes, hey, girl. Yeah. He goes, ka, 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 ka.
Stop. Yeah. Stop. Ew. Stop. He did a full routine to Turkey Lurkey time. I was like, I'm just trying to cash out. He's like, Tom Turkey ran away and he just came home. Oh, I'm like, shit. No. No.
I can't.
I just want to cash out.
Oh my God.
He's like, cash a card, mama girl. I was like, no. Please.
Stop.
Please.
Stop.
Please. And then I walked away and I said, they don't deserve rights.
No, they don't deserve rights.
Fag.
You can't say it. We can. We can. You can. Yeah. Oh my God.
You can't be homophobic, but I can.
But I sure as I earned the right.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Amen, sister.
Let's crack this can.
Which one do you want to do, babe?
That one. Read it. This is going to be the worst one. But it shouldn't be too terrible. I just don't love it. Go ahead.
I want to throw myself off a bridge. Okay. It's called Mountain Pear a Dice. Jesus Christ. The quote is peak refreshment.
What a terrible quote.
Shut up, Truly.
Peak refreshment?
I feel like I've turned on Truly like I want to turn in the gaze. Shut up, yeah. Truly.
Shut up.
Shut up.
If Truly is trying to cash me out, I would go to the gay guy.
Me too. Get over it, Truly.
Get out of here. Ugh. Truly is too much.
Who are you, Truly? Grow up.
All right, let's crack it.
All right.
It's green apple.
It's green apple.
Like straight up green apple.
It's just green apple.
That's weird.
It's not bad.
No, but it's green apple. It's like full apple flavor.
Yeah, there's no pear. It's just a green
apple.
But
it does not advertise any apple. It's just pear.
It's just a green apple.
But it is sour green apples.
So, okay, so here it is December, and it's a fall pack.
Yeah, berries, oranges, apples.
This is good.
Yeah, I think it's good. I would give it a 7.5.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
So let me ask you a few questions.
Oh, like an interview?
A little bit.
Okay.
So I have been a big gym girl lately. I've been working on my fitness, and in the morning, the HGTV, the Home Network.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it.
There's a lot of shows that have been on, though, and they're very questionable to me. So I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You buy a fixer-upper. Someone says, hey, you want to be on an HGTV show? And you say, sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The one catch is you have to trust the person, the designer who's doing it on the show.
Okay.
You do got to put a little bit of money in.
But I have a professional renovator helping. Yeah, yep. Okay. All right.
Cool. Things are great. The house looking pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. You come in for the big reveal at the end. You walk in the front door and into your brand new hardwood floors. Someone has burnt the phrase carpe diem right in front of the front door. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I just bought these? This is old school wood?
It's wood, but it's not the old school wood.
Did I just buy them or was this?
It was just purchased.
Okay. And somebody burned the phrase carpe diem.
Yeah. With a flag. How mad are you?
What kind of flag?
The American flag. How mad are you?
Well, we're going to take it out and put new wood in.
When they leave.
They made a mistake. No. They're going to do it.
So you're going to say it on camera. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is not what I wanted.
They're going to pry up the wood, flip it. So carpe diem is pointing towards the basement.
Yeah.
Restain it. We're not having a... Why'd you do that?
Carpe diem?
You burned it into the floor.
Baby, just get me a floor mat.
Carpe diem?
Are you joking?
Buy an ugly rug that I can throw out.
What is your problem?
See, this is the issue. We're not burning things into
We're not doing that.
If you're going to make decisions like that, so then every day of my life, my decorations are based around the word carpe diem and an American flag.
Yes.
What is this, a buckle t-shirt?
Yes. Yes. Like,
what are we doing?
Yeah. Do you know what I live for? Do you remember Trading Spaces?
Oh, yes. Oh, when Paige. They hate it.
Oh, my God. When they hate it. I have never felt at my most powerful than when they hate it.
When that woman is like, I have to leave.
And then you hear her microphone. She's just weeping. Weeping off camera. She's not even in the same room.
Who would you... But so, like, that was her neighbor designed her space for her, and she designed a space for the neighbor.
Yeah.
Who would you trust to design a space for you out of like, people? Would you trust a friend, a family member? Do you have a certain best friend? Like, who do you feel like would get your space right?
I don't want... Oh, see, I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to be mad.
Go ahead.
I could see you either. I feel like you would be good, but I also feel like I could see you...
Making it a joke?
Yes. I could see you being like, no worries, I've got it. And then you're...
That would tempt me. The devil on my shoulder would say, let's put Kevin in a really awkward situation when he has to open his eyes.
Yeah. It's going to be the room where they stapled hay to the wall. That's what it's going to be. It makes me nervous that you might do that.
You'd let me.
I'd be really mad.
But you would let me do it.
I would probably cry.
Would you make my space look nice?
Yes.
You wouldn't make a joke for me.
No.
Knowing how I would react.
Justin,
camera on me.
Justin?
You would not, when they say, open your eyes and look what Kevin did to your space.
Justin, I want to be clear. When I arrived 25 minutes early today, I thought that it was the end of this friendship. I thought it was.
I don't like when you do that.
I know. So
you do know. You didn't text me and say you were coming early.
I didn't plan on it.
Kevin.
Well.
Kevin.
So knowing this, though.
I got through it quickly. I was having a hard day on top of it.
I know you were. I know. And that's why I brought the Prosecco.
It was the least... It was... Not about you showing up early. I was having a hard, dramatic day today.
I know, babe.
I've had a hard week.
I know you have. And that's why I brought the Prosecco. We needed it.
And did I drink it?
You sure did.
Yeah.
You sure did. Knowing that, though, I'm not going to be the girl
stapling
hay. No,
you're
going to
make my room nice.
I'm going to make it very nice. I'm not stapling hay to your wall.
I think, though, I would enjoy making a room nice for you.
I think you would, too. I think you would too. I would definitely.
I feel like I get the vibes.
Yeah, I think that you definitely do. I see. Here's the thing, though. You love a good practical joke, but I think if we're on Trading Spaces and you know that this is like a permanent thing,
yeah.
I don't think you're going that way. I would trust you.
No,
to do
but
this.
I would love it if I could look at them and say, "Let's make it look nice, but let's set some things up that are jokes."
Yeah.
That we can take right out.
Yeah.
Like, you walk into your new bedroom, and I have one of those circle beds in the middle of the room that's just spinning.
Oh, my God.
But they'll take it out and put your real king bed in there after.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
But like, that's funny.
Got him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Or I'm thinking, I walk in, it's this gorgeous vintage style bedroom. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
But... There is a sex swing in the corner.
Period.
And then you go, gotcha, and then you just put a hanging ficus. Your fern.
Or I say, gotcha, and I get in it.
Oh! Yes.
I'd prefer that. Mm-hmm. I'm just screaming.
Who would you let do your room?
Not Cody. Not Cody. We have two different vibes.
Okay.
We have some similarities, but two different vibes. I feel like...
Are you doing bedroom or are you going to do a different space?
No, if it's going to be a... I want it to be a space where people are coming to congregate, be together.
Yeah.
You know, I want it to be somewhere that we're entertaining. So maybe like a big entertainment space.
Yeah.
I would let you do it, I think. I think you have a good idea.
I can get it.
Yeah, especially if you had like you'll stick to my budget. You won't go wild.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And I'm not gonna that bitch that stapled hay to the wall. She also turned someone's fucking living room into a circus tent. Can you stop? Can you stop being unhinged? Can you just be a grown adult?
That's the good TV.
That's the good TV. Well,
I don't think we have to worry about this because I think they stopped Trading Spaces back in like 2006.
They brought it back, but I think it was canceled again.
Right.
I think it was canceled again. Well, let me ask you this question because I just watched a new show this morning at the gym. It was, it's a show with some gay man.
What?
He hosts. And it's for if you win the lottery.
The lottery! Yes!
Oh my God!
Yes! And he's covered with tattoos. He's pretty hot, actually.
He's pretty hot, yeah. But I also like to watch it because I also think sometimes he's trying to hit on the husband. That's just me.
I like watching it because he is like, oh my God, you guys are lottery winners. You won $1 million.
Yeah.
Which means after the government and everything takes stuff out of it, they won $600,000.
Right.
And then he's like, what is your
dream home?
Yeah, dream home. And he can't get it for their
no
amount of money.
No.
And he shows them like real houses. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
He shows them like,
but like
houses.
My favorite thing about it too, though, is like the intro to the show is like him walking around mansions wearing a fur coat, mm-hmm. showing lottery winners, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, hi, we're Tim and Jolene. We won mm-hmm. $300 million. We're looking to spend $200,000 on a home.
Mm-hmm. And he shows them.
It's a two bedroom.
A two bedroom little. Yeah.
It's not modern.
Not against two bedrooms. I don't own.
No, me either.
Kevin and I don't own homes.
No, we do not. But if I won the lottery. First of all, I hope I win a lot. But second of all, I want, if nothing else, he's showing them two bedrooms that aren't even modern. And they're in the middle of a mm-hmm. city. It's like, what? Just get in a fucking apartment. What are you doing?
Yeah. I watched one that happened in Miami and he was showing them like these condos to buy. No, no, no.
No.
You're not going to want to live in Miami for
no,
too long.
No, no. God,
if no. I know one thing about Florida, if you're moving into it, you're going to quickly move out of it. Don't buy it.
Well,
just go rent a cute. Am I weird? If I won a couple million dollars, I'm not buying a house.
I'm not buying a house. If I do buy a house, it's a house that I can rent out as an Airbnb.
Yeah,
to make more money.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, the one I watched today, this family was spending. They were looking to spend $700,000 on a house, and I said, "Okay, work. You're putting money in." But at the end of the day, they let their 13-year-old daughter choose the house.
No.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And not to be that guy, but they were, in the beginning of the episode, they're trying to, you know, like when they try to show off the area that they're in, the aerial camera and all that shit. It was in Florida. And everything.
They're always in Florida.
And it was brown. There was no green. Everything was dead. It was just dead.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Get out of there. Why are you buying a house in Florida? Get out.
I watched one of those. What is it called? Like My Lottery Dream Home or
yes,
my, whatever.
Yes, that's literally what it's called.
I watched one where she had won like a lot of money on a scratch off 2 times in her life.
What?
So she had won $50,000 and then she won, you know, I don't know. A lot of money on the next one, or it was on like a lotto ticket, whatever it was.
Yeah.
She had won 2 different things, and the first one that she had won, she blew.
What?
At the casino. She loves the casino.
Oh my God.
If I blew $50,000 at the casino, you're not ever going to see me again.
No.
I'm done.
I'm out. First of all, I did blew. I did blow.
I did blew.
I did blew. First of all, I blew.
Yeah.
Second of all, you won't see me again.
No. $50,000 if I decided to throw that away at a casino.
If I'm not paying off bills with that shit, no.
No.
No, I'm mad.
If you see me win and then you see me at a casino, take me out of the casino. Please be my friend.
If you see me in a casino, literally just take me out. Throw me in the river. Get me out of here. What are you doing?
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Want to jump to our last can, babe?
Yeah, can we take one little break?
Let's take a little break.
All right.
Picture this. I'm laying in bed,
a soft sateen sheet just barely covering my lily-white bosom, as Henry Cavill, used and abused, lays next to me. Can't take his eyes off this model-esque bod. He turns to me and says, "Wow, you look so comfortable." And I am, and that's because I'm resting atop my all-foam Casper mattress. Don't you wish you were me? Well, now you can be. Follow the link in our episode description and find your perfect Casper mattress. Come on, it's risk-free with its 100-night trial and free returns. They also sell pillows, bed frames, jammies, nightlights, and pet beds for when Henry is acting a fool. Get your free Casper delivery today and support my need for a better life.
What's your favorite gift you ever received?
Oh my God. See, okay, let me be... This is tough.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say when I was in high school, I was taking graphic design classes for the very first time.
Okay.
And I was very excited to become a graphic designer someday. So my parents chipped in and bought me a brand new computer so that I could do graphic design from
home. Wait, your beautiful computer?
My nice Mac. Yes. So that...
That's a very nice gift that makes me very happy
because that is a like we were talking about this before, like as a kid, like your parents spent so much money on you as like for gifts and stuff, and like you didn't appreciate it as, I mean you appreciated it, but you didn't appreciate the dollar amount back then, and I definitely do now, and that one was a big one for me.
Well, like, and you said earlier before we got on the podcast, we were just talking and you said, I don't know how my parents did it.
I don't.
You're like, I was born into a middle-class family.
Yes.
You didn't have a ton of extra money or like, you know.
Yeah.
So to, and we were both very lucky.
We're very lucky.
Yes. Growing up. We were not poor.
Yes.
But like just middle class.
Yeah.
We both like, when I turned 16, I got a car. You got a car?
I did.
But they were just bummer cars. You know, like, it was absolutely a shitty little car.
Just a little shitter to get you around.
How lucky.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And I think about, like, my mom raised us practically by herself. She had a good job.
Yeah.
You know? But now, like, you have a good old full-time job.
Yeah.
Where you make good money. Yeah. Good, strong, middle-class money.
Absolutely.
How did they do Christmas?
We literally talked about this earlier. I don't know, because we were talking about all the amazing gifts that you have under your tree that you are gifting this year.
Yeah, we have a lot of gifts.
I genuinely am like, oh my God, like with all the bills and everything, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I don't know. I don't know how they did it. And like, but they never ceased to amaze. Never. Yeah. Every Christmas was amazing.
I never saw my mom stress at Christmas.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know how because I stress at Christmas now.
Me too. I don't know how they kept it together. They did such an, like, I think about it all the time. I'm
and there are three of you.
And there are three of us, me and my siblings. Like, I think about it all the time, and you know, I don't think I ever like have said it to them, but like I am so forever grateful for all the stuff and they continue to give me. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very, very grateful to have all the shit that I have in my life. And even like the most ridiculous things I asked for as a child, they always got me. It's amazing. It's crazy.
It's really cool, though.
It's cool because
that those are, they're just badass people.
My parents are amazing people. Yeah. I love my parents. What is your favorite gift that you've ever gotten?
My favorite gift, like one specifically does not stick out.
Right.
But I told you about one earlier that I think like that's like a great gift.
That's an amazing gift.
When I was a kid, I was an action figures kid, and I was obsessed with the Power Rangers, and so I had the whole set of Flippy Head Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, first edition Power Rangers. So I had all of the action figures where you press the button and their head would flip in and out of their helmet to just their regular teenager head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a teenager, my mom sold them in a garage sale.
Yeah.
And it like I remember realizing that I didn't have them anymore and realizing that they were sold in the garage sale. And it was like, I was so sad, even though I was a teenager, I didn't play with them.
Right.
But it was like that, the big gift from when I was a kid that I loved and the, like, played with all the time, now being gone, I didn't have them anymore. So when I was in my 20s, my mom went on eBay and bought the entire set of Flippy Head Power Rangers.
I opened
them on Christmas.
I love that.
To heal your inner child.
Oh. You know?
But that's very sweet.
I love that.
Yeah.
We had someone ask us earlier on Instagram what our least favorite gift was. And I... that we've ever gotten. And I genuinely cannot say that. I genuinely don't know. Like, I've been very appreciative of everything I've ever gotten. But I want to share a story.
Okay, go ahead.
Of a gift giving that I had done. Because I told you earlier, and I think I've mentioned it before on the pod, that I don't like getting gifts. I prefer giving. I want to see what people, their reactions. I want to get people things that they want. Like, I don't love getting things. It's just me as a person now. But... my mother, it was her birthday 1 year, and I was struggling to come up with things to get her for her birthday. And I asked my sister, I was like, I feel like you're a little bit closer with mom. Like, tell me what I should get her. Like, what does she want? What can I get her? And she goes, oh, you know what she really wants right now? She wants a Sugarland CD, the new Sugarland CD, the country CD. And I said, oh, wow. Okay, great. I love that. I can totally make that happen. I worked for a music company at the time. I can make that happen. No worries.
Sugarland.
I was like, oh, I've never heard her mention that.
I love the lead singer of Sugarland, though.
Who is the lead singer? I don't know.
It's, oh. Okay, well, now I look like an idiot. She's blonde and funny. Okay. Well, okay, fuck me.
Okay.
No, never mind.
Never mind.
No, never mind. Spoke too soon. Just trying to add. Sorry.
So I bought the Sugarland CD for my mom because I was like, oh, great. I've never heard her mention.
You're such a giver. You're such a giver.
Well, I was like, I've never heard.
Jennifer.
Oh.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. There it is.
Oh, it's Jennifer.
Oh, it's Jennifer.
It's Jennifer.
I hope it's Jennifer.
It is Jennifer. Oh, God.
Nettles.
Nettles.
Ew. I hate that I knew that. Ew.
All right, carry on.
So I bought the Sugarland CD for her, and I was like, oh, look, you know, I've never heard her mention Sugarland. No worries. Like, whatever. Again, I think my sister is closer. No worries. So I bought her the Sugarland CD. It's her birthday now. I show up. I give her her gifts. She's opening gifts. She opens the Sugarland CD. She goes, oh, did I want this? My sister wanted the Sugarland CD.
Fuck off.
Not my mom. My sister wanted it. So here I am, Boo Boo the Fool, at the goddamn birthday party, showing up with a gift for my goddamn sister. I was so mad.
Did you have words with your sister?
Yes, I was so mad. I was like, Megan told me you wanted this. She goes, I don't know if I can name a Sugarland song. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was so mad.
Did Megan just sit there like...
Megan was like, I got a CD out of it, bitch. She didn't care.
Oh,
she did not. I was so mad.
Oh my God.
So now we joke about it all the time. So like at Christmas, I will literally turn to my mom and say, Did I want this?
Did I want this?
So that's the worst gift I've given. I don't know if I can name a gift that I've the worst gift that I've received. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know any gifts that I've gotten that are bad.
Have you given a gift that was uncomfortable?
No, I'm a really good gift giver.
You do a really great job. You do. I love that for you.
Thank you for fueling that. No, I don't think I've ever given a bad gift or received a bad gift.
Do you want to crack the last can?
Yes, we have one more can and we have really spoken for too long.
I hate this.
So let's crack this shit and
do you want to say what it
this
is?
Episode.
Let's end it.
I would love to. It is called Tropic Like It's Hot.
I'm gonna kill myself. Oh my God.
And then on the side of it, it says no shirt, no shoes, no problem, which I'm reading as Republican propaganda.
Shut up, truly. Like, I'm sick of you.
That feels like, I don't know.
Right. Let's crack this.
Let's crack this. Tropic Like It's Hot. It has pictures of pineapple on the top. It's boring. God. We already know.
Thanks, Obama.
But I love. But I love pineapple.
I do too. All right, let's do it.
It's pineapple truly, and I'm done.
It's a pineapple truly. It's delicious.
It is. I like pineapple truly.
I'm going to give it an 8.
I'd give Pineapple Truly an 8.5. I like pineapple flavors. I like Pineapple Truly a lot.
No, me too, but...
This is a bummer. I'm done.
I'm giving it an 8 because I probably would have given it a 10 or maybe like a 9 elsewhere, but I'm mad. So I'm giving it an 8 because you bamboozled me. You fooled me. You goofed me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Overall, I'm going to give the pack a 7.
I'm giving the pack a 0.
No, you got to give it
a 1.
Give it. You're giving it a 1 because of the flavors, but you're also going to give it a...
I'm giving it a 1 for lack of creativity.
Yes, there you go.
I'm giving them a 1 because it says limited edition. What part of it?
Tell me.
What part was limited?
Tell me what was limited. It's What's delicious. Limited? It's the green apple pear.
What is limited? Is limited? Stupid, stupid, stupid. I look like an idiot. You want me to look like a stupid idiot, truly? Overall, I'll say... I'd probably drink the pack.
I'm going to drink the entire pack. But if you brought this pack into the room and said, can you name what pack this is from? I would say I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I would be like, oh, you must have several packs here. And I'm just drinking from the mixed berry, the tropical. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Stupid.
Stupid.
Gays eat poop.
Gays eat poop.
Gays eat poop.
We have to leave.
We have to get out of here.
All right.
Guys, this is it for a little bit.
For one month.
We love you so much. Happy New Year. We will see you on February 7th.
Turn up on the New Year.
Turn up.
Turn
for
up.
Who? For the Two Bland Gays.
Send nudes to the Two Bland Gays
Instagram.
@
Two Bland Gays.
We'll look at them on New Year's. We'll answer.
Show us them boobers. We want to see them.
Yeah, show us the titties.
All right, we got to go.
And your downstairs titties.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye.